This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and it's Morning Devotions. I was driving through to Batemans Bay and stopped at that lovely town of Ulladulla. I walked down the street and there was a bench seat on the main street with a sign, and I stopped and looked at the sign, had rest and be thankful. I stopped, looked at it and realised, wow, that's a tremendous message painted on this bench seat. Rest and be thankful. Now, I'd never seen the sign before. And I felt pleased that someone, I don't know who it was, had actually arranged for that sign to be sitting there on the seat. And I thought about it because it addresses actually a major problem we have today. We don't stop enough to think and say, well, thank you, God. Thank you for what you've done for me and my world. But, you know, I've got to keep going. I'm in too much of a hurry. You know, I think that the internet invention has not helped. We're in a hurry to answer emails and to move on to the next project, and we don't take enough time to stop and consider or to reflect on life and the issues that we face day by day. There's almost this unwritten rule, and it says, blessed are those who are always in a hurry. But the message on the seat that day in Ulladulla reminded me that there certainly is a time to stop and reflect. And the country band Alabama, they put out a song a number of years ago and had this chorus. It said, I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really got to do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry. I don't know why. Don't hurry. Don't worry. Well, somehow we realise that and we know that life rushes past, and if we're not careful, we can miss out on so much in life. Maybe older people regret not spending more time with their family or friends. Then it's almost too late. It was Walter Hagen who once said that you're only here for a short visit, so don't forget to stop and smell the roses. I was really interested. The Washington Post newspaper told the story of a young man in jeans, long T-shirt and long sleeve T-shirt, and he was playing a violin in a busy street as pedestrians rushed by. And he put a few dollars in the case on the ground and started playing. But the fiddler standing against the wall was one of the finest classical musicians in the world. His name was Joshua Bell. And as the paper conducted this experiment, they noticed that 1,097 people walked by. Only 7 people stopped to listen to this young man. And Joshua Bell is one of the world's top violinists. He actually filled the Boston Symphony Hall a few nights before that event. So here he was playing a 1713 violin worth $3.5 million. But you know what? No one really noticed who he was. They were too busy with their own lives to hear something really beautiful coming out right in front of them. So it's no wonder that life moves fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss what it is that you're experiencing. Steve Martin is the star of the movie Cheaper by the Dozen that you might have seen. And in that movie, Steve faces a choice between this dream job he's got as a coach of a major college football team and the choice between that and looking after his large family. And the story goes, in the movie, he chooses his family. And you know what he said in one of the lines of the film? If I mess up raising these kids, then nothing else matters. Now again, I think that's a very helpful statement of priority. I think John Wesley knew what he was talking about when he said, though I'm always in haste, I'm never in a hurry. And he, a committed Christian, allowed God to control his life and he placed God first. And that made all the difference. If you read the gospel stories, you'll notice that Jesus, yeah, he had a busy life, but he never rushed. He found time to pray. And all he did was in 3 years, 3 short years, he found time to play with the children, to investigate a fig tree, to take a nap, to talk beside a well, and to go to a wedding reception. There's just a few of the things. The Bible doesn't say if you hurry, you can catch up with God. No, it says, be still and know that I am God. Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest. Dear God, we acknowledge how easy it is not to rest and be thankful, but we want to be those people who do deliberately find time to spend time with you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.